Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, the second Sunday in Ordinary Time. You know, we use the word ordinary to distinguish it from all the feasts and the times of celebration, like Christmas and Easter. But there really isn't anything ordinary about it. It's only ordinary in the sense that it's not a great feast day, but every day Christ gives himself to us. Every day Christ makes himself present to us through the Mass. Every day we can go and adore him in the Blessed Sacrament. Every day we can feed on him physically and spiritually. Every day. Every day. So nothing is really ordinary. And the Word of God, which God gives us, his own word, that word is living, it's active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. You all ought to be able to quote this back to me now. I'm saying it so many times, but I'm saying it for a reason. The word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the power to separate bone from marrow. In other words, the Word of God has power, and it's real power, to convict us, to challenge us, even to console us, to comfort, to strengthen. But that sword, when it goes in, cuts right through our pride, right through our arrogance, our independence. If we choose the Lord, we have to choose his way, because that's the only thing that's going to lead us safely home. So the question is, as you listen to these programs, as you listen to Scripture being read, what choices are you making? I said earlier this week, you can't drift into heaven. You won't get there. You can't drift. You have to make a choice and set the course. Where are you going? The first reading today is taken from the Book of Samuel, first book of Samuel, chapter 3, verses 3 to 10, and then verse 19. Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. Eli was the high priest in the temple, and Samuel was a servant at that time in the temple. And the Lord is calling to Samuel because Samuel is totally given to the Lord. But he'd not heard the Lord's voice. And the Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." And so Samuel ran to Eli because he figured who else would have called him. But Eli says, "I did not call you." "So go back to sleep," says Eli. So he went back to sleep, and again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said, "you called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." You know, you're having a dream. You're having a nightmare. At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as yet. But Samuel's heart was right. And the Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am, here I am, you called me." And then Eli understood that it was the Lord who was calling the youth. So he said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel grew up and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. This is a wonderful, wonderful story. And what's more than a story, it's a wonderful account of how God works with his people. He would just speak to Samuel in his sleep. Samuel would wake up, think that somebody called him, which somebody did, but Samuel wasn't thinking that it could be the voice of God. So he did the next best thing. He went to the one other person who could have called him. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we do that. It's the voice of God calling us. And we think, oh, that was just a dream. Or, oh, I watched this program last night and it must have had an effect on me. Sometimes those things are true. Of course, all of that can happen. But do you know the voice of the Lord? Can you recognize the voice of the Lord in your heart? Are you seeking Him enough? Are you reading Scripture daily that you can become tuned in, so to speak? Because He does speak to us. But He almost always speaks, as Scripture says, in a small, still voice. He whispers. You have to be attentive to hear. Spiritually attentive. Which means that you pray every day. You read Scripture every day. You seek by His grace and power to conform your life to that word every day. Your relationships, your priorities, everything. Little by little, you conform yourself to Him. And as you do, you will find that you hear His voice more and more clearly. Well, it's just a quiet whisper, but there's a peace that goes with it that you've never experienced before. Or you hear Him through what somebody else says, and you say, that's the voice of God. That's God. That's God's wisdom. That has God's mark on it. You have to learn how to discern this, but gradually you can. And the more you're reading Scripture, the more you have the right measuring stick. Even if God asks something of us that is difficult, there's great peace that goes with it, real peace and wisdom. Brothers and sisters, all of us need to draw closer to God, all of us. Psalm 40, here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. Make that your prayer. I've waited for the Lord, and He stooped toward me and heard my cry. He put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. When we wait for the Lord, we seek the Lord, we conform our lives to His commandments and wait for Him, He will stoop toward us and hear our cry. And the psalmist says, sacrifice offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not, then said I, behold, I come. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me to do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Is God's law in your heart? Conform your life to God's law. You're going to know a peace, even in the midst of difficulty, that you have not known before. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. There are times when we have to stand up, brothers and sisters, for the truth of who God is and what God is asking of us. Sometimes we have to stand up and say things that will not be popular. But we do it because we love Him. We do it because we know that He is our Father and that He is near us. Paul to the Corinthians chapter 6. Brothers and sisters, the body is not for immorality. It's for the Lord. And the Lord is for the body. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Whoever is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with Him. So therefore, avoid immorality. Your body was bought at a price, brothers and sisters. Your life was bought at the price of the blood of Christ. So avoid immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the immoral person sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? Do you not know that you are not your own? In other words, I don't own myself. God does. He paid the price for me. For you have been purchased at a price, the price of the life of Christ. Therefore, glorify God in your body. It's one of the biggest ways the enemy can take us away from God. Is immoral behavior. It just is. And the gospel for this Sunday is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 35 to 42. Jesus was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" Something drew them, brothers and sisters. Something drew them. The two disciples were with John, and they're drawn by Jesus. "What are you looking for?" Jesus said, and they said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 p.m. I've mentioned this before in this gospel. With all the important things that Scripture is saying, you don't tell what time of day it is unless there's something about that incident that is engraved on your heart deeper than anything you've known. We just don't, you don't see that throughout Scripture. But here it is, John. It was about 4 p.m. In other words, their lives changed. Their lives changed in that moment, in that encounter. And so can yours, brothers and sisters. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah." What a startling revelation, which is translated Christ. And then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. This was an encounter, brothers and sisters, that changed their lives. The Lord seeks to encounter you every day. Every day. In prayer, in an interaction, when you're tempted to sin, when you're deep in your work, God may wish to speak to you. Put everything down and look at him and listen. You notice that Jesus says to them, "What are you looking for? What are you looking for?" And they can't quite voice what they're looking for, but they're drawn. They're so attracted to Jesus because they're looking at truth, at beauty, at goodness. They're looking at what deep in their hearts is what they all want. They're attracted to him. And Jesus sees that and says, "Come, come follow me." There were a lot of people who would have seen Jesus that day who just saw him as one of the crowd. There was no interaction. But these men in some way were looking. These men in some way had goodness in their heart, and they could recognize that they didn't know who he was, but they could recognize holiness and goodness. And their question was, "Where are you staying?" Brothers and sisters, you and I are being called by the Lord. We can immerse ourselves in so many things and never hear his call. But Jesus is calling each of us to draw nearer and nearer to him, that he might teach us, that he might give us of himself, that we might know his beauty, his truth, and his goodness. Follow him. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.